This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Los Angeles Lakers basketball player Kobe Bryant's going to be in court on Wednesday next week to answer sexual assault charges. For weeks, people have freely talked about their views on the rights and wrongs of this case before a single piece of evidence has been introduced. The media have to choose their words more carefully, but they too flit between calling the young woman in this case an accuser and a victim. Slate senior editor Dahlia Lithwick has her views on why there's so much confusion in the debate over these charges. She says it lies not in the actual case, but in what she calls a national hysteria over rape law. Dahlia, how did this current system evolve?
Well, I think it's important to understand, Alex, that until about 30 years ago, the presumption underlying all rape trials in all of Western history was women lie. And there were 150 little devices built in to sort of shore up the notion that women lie. And so women needed a witness. They needed ripped clothes. They needed to have a pure sexual background. There was a jury instruction that said women lie. So I think when feminists and others tried to correct for that in the last couple of decades, they flipped the presumption. So now it sort of looks like men lie is the underlying theory. And when you get into these acquaintance rape cases, these he says, she says cases, it's got to be one way or another. Either we believed as a legal matter that women lie or we believe that men lie. And I don't think either of those things are true.
Well, why does the system seem so fractured now on how it thinks about the accuser or victim in these cases?
I think it's because as a nation we're still incredibly conflicted about how we want to think about victims of rape. We're trying to decide if we want to treat them as sort of eggshell victims of a very, very specific, particularly heinous crime, or if we want to sort of demystify, destigmatize rape and treat them just like any other assault victims, no different from any other violent crime. And that tension has been there in the legal reforms for the last couple of decades. And I think they've sort of canceled each other out so that we really do have the worst of both worlds.
But we don't think of the crime as rape, as just another violent crime.
Well, I think that's the sort of underlying stigma that has always been present in rape trials, which is that the women go on trial still exists. That is to say that despite our best efforts to turn this into just another assault, there still is the fundamental question, did this woman consent? Is she the kind of girl who consents? And so all the tinkering with the law hasn't changed the fact that ultimately that woman is going on trial for her own chastity and her own purity.
You can see the problems here behind the idea of how we treat rape cases. Can you see any answers?
Well, I think one answer really is to either treat rape cases as though they're fundamentally different from any other kind of crime, or to treat them like they really are a very serious but different kind of assault. And I think if we get the penalties, for instance, in line, I think one of the reasons we're upset is that Kobe Bryant faces a life in jail. That's a very serious penalty based on uncorroborated testimony. So I think we either need to offer defendants all the protections they would get in a normal trial, or we need to say this isn't the same as a regular assault. Rape is somehow different, and create a different criminal justice system that somehow can ferret out the truth.
Dahlia Lithwick writes on legal issues. She's a senior editor at Slate. Dahlia, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.